A 10-year-long worldwide study of marine life was released today, and it documents more than 100,000 species, from the exotic deep-sea dragonfish to the unassuming sea sponge. As part of the study, Australian scientists recorded more than 30,000 marine species, but they say the study is far from comprehensive, and they estimate that there could be as many as 250,000 different forms of marine life just in Australian waters. Paula Kruger has more.
The decade-long ocean census is a $650 million effort to answer a very old question. What lives under the sea? According to an inventory released today from scientists around the world, there are 114,000 known marine species. 33,000 are in Australian waters. Alan Butler from the CSIRO is the lead author of the Australian component of the study. But he says there are many more species out there.
Every time we go to the deep sea and take samples, we find that only around about a fifth of the things we find are actually known. The rest are new. If you take account of that, our best guess is there might be something like 250,000 species in Australian waters.
So is the big accomplishment of this census not so much telling us what we know is out there, but telling us that there's so much that we don't know about?
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, it's impressive what we do know already, and credit to a large number of specialists who've been working for 200 years on accumulating this much knowledge. But yes, it looks as though there's a lot more out there that we've never seen.
Australian waters are particularly vibrant with a variety of marine species.
For Australia, it's a combination of the way it's drifted away from Antarctica over the last 100 million years or so, leaving a southern margin which has been isolated for a long time. So that's an area where new species could be formed. And combination of that plus crashing into the Southeast Asian region at the northern margin of Australia, that's a hotspot of biodiversity, and Australia is part of it. So we have a wide variety of environments in Australia, ranging from tropical to subantarctic. That, again, partly accounts for our high diversity.
The decade-long census of the sea is coming to an end. It will wind up in October in London, with the scheduled release of an updated report with a species tally that could exceed 230,000. Then, attention is expected to turn to maintaining that biodiversity. But according to Alan Butler, there is a threat to the study of marine life in Australia. He said the accomplishments of the study being released today is the result of nearly 200 years' work by an army of scientists in the field of taxonomy, the science of classification.
That army of specialists is dwindling, and that's a bit of a concern. When people retire, they're not being replaced as fast as they retire.
Are there any particular reasons why we're not getting a new generation coming through?
I think it's a complex of reasons. It's partly taxonomy, the classification of animals being seen as a rather dull subject and not as fashionable as genetics and biochemistry and other things. I think those are old-fashioned views, I must say. I mean, now taxonomy uses things like genetics and biochemistry, and it's a pretty complicated and exciting field. But there has been a hiatus for the last 10, 20, 30 years when it hasn't been fashionable to do taxonomy. There haven't been many jobs, so students have tended to train in other things rather than taxonomy.
That's one of the lead authors on that report, Alan Butler from the CSIRO, ending that report from Paula Kruger.